haven't gotten that lobbying treatment. So most of these operators are exploiting the people when the local content is suffering, particularly those around the mining sector.
The experience has been great so far. I think the topic, when you have oil exploration in Ghana, emerging issues, in Faria, we have been engaged in discussions and then deliveries from various resources in Ghana. I'm well informed now about the oil exploration in Ghana. So far, I now know of all the wells, the drilling processes, the situation at Sakwade right now, and how far we can rescue the situation, and the money, resources, the income, revenue being generated from the oil resources.
Some participants in the 63rd New Year School and Conference, ending that report by Yaya Kwamwa and Benjamin Ajib Wateng. Lack of coherence and weakness of state institutions to oversee the operations of multinational companies in the extractive sector continue to deprive the country of the needed revenue for development. This poses a great danger for future generations as the country's water bodies, agricultural lands and forest reserves are destroyed. The coordinator of Third World Network, Dr. Yao Graham, said this when he addressed the just-ended 63rd New Year School. He said only 22% of total revenue realized from the mining sector is injected into the economy. A report by Yaya Kwamwa and Benjamin Eji Boateng.
The coordinator of the Third World Network, Dr. Yao Graham, said about 6% of the population are employed in the mining sector. He said the impact of mining is intergenerational and called on the EPA and other state institutions to enforce the law for proper adherence to environmental practices. According to him, lack of clear policy to articulate and direct safety standards has brought about the current situation. Dr. Graham called for long-term national strategy based on broad political consensus to effectively facilitate petroleum business by supporting the private sector. He also emphasized the need to streamline regulations of the petroleum sector, both upstream and downstream.
Another consequence of the strategy has been the weak development of regulatory institutions and enforcement, and also policy coherence. Because the focus on creating and attracting foreign investment and creating an enabling environment leads to other things being so that, for example, the example of the incoherence between trade policy, industrialization and mining.
The executive director of WASA communities affected by mining, WACOM, Daniel Owusu-Krantin, said the failure of the state to regulate the activities of multinationals in the mining sector is a recipe for conflict. He said both the state and the affected communities do not derive maximum benefits from the operations of the multinationals. Mr. Krantin said only meager amounts in the form of concessions and royalties are paid to the state and the communities. But the president of the Ghana Chamber of Mines, Dr. Tony Obin, maintains that there are strong regulations governing the mining sector. He said the EPA is always on the ground to carry out impact assessment and ensure strict compliance.
Mining is one of the most regulated things in this country. The EPA spends a lot of time on mining. So the laws are so clear as to how mining has to be done. We have to sort of convince through an agreement, that your activities, when they impact on the environment, would be corrected. So there is a rehabilitation regulation for any mining company to put back what it has done. There's no other industry that is so heavily regulated in that area.
The president of the Ghana Chamber of Mines, Dr. Tuni Obin, ending that report by Yaya Kwamwa and Benjamin Ajib Wateng. The CID officer implicated in the cocaine-turned-baking soda saga, DSP Gifty Tehuda, has been rearrested by the BNI. DSP Tehuda was released after an Accra Human Rights Court granted her bail on Thursday to the tune of 50,000 Ghana cedis. The lawyer for DSP Tehuda, Oliver Jeble, has described the rearrest of his client as illegal. This is because it was on the same allegation that she was granted bail. He was speaking on a news and current affairs program, Behind the News with Abraham Esari.
I saw At around 11:30 in the morning, when she went through the final processes at the court, then she was released.
And have you been told that she's been rearrested?
Yes, yes.
What have you found out?
What I found out so far is she was more or less mailed back into the DNA head office. The father she signed some form and was finally told that she was rearrested.
You call it purported rearrest. Is it that you think it is unlawful to have had her arrested again?
If she's been rearrested on the basis of the same allegation, the result of which has been granted bail by the Superior Court of Judicature, then definitely I have a problem. I have an issue with the legality of this arrest.
Is it not possible that new evidence might have come up?
Yeah, that is why I'm carefully saying that if it is on the basis of the same allegation, I will find an illegality in it.
So, have you been allowed to see her?
Well, interesting. I was sent out at the gate. I was just told I could not get in.
You've not been told when you can go back and see her?
No, I wasn't told that I will make an attempt to see her tomorrow, if it's possible.
Can you secure a bail for her this weekend?
Well, it is normal for officials here at the BNR or police to grant inquiry bail, not necessarily the court. So I'll try to do that. If it is not possible, I will wait to see what I can do in court next week.
That means that the weekend cannot prevent you from securing a bail for her?
The weekend should not prevent me from securing bail for anybody in the case.
Lawyer for DSP Gifty Kehuda, Oliver Jeble, talking to Abraham Asari. The husband of DSP Gifty Kehuda, Kwesi Kehuda, has expressed fears that his wife might die in the custody of the BNI, narrating events after his wife's discharge from the court yesterday. Mr. Kehuda said she was rearrested by the BNI and he was not granted an opportunity to see her, saying she had not eaten for some time and was weak, thus his fears over her condition. Mr. Kehuda spoke to Abraham Asari on Behind the News.
She's with the BNI headquarters. She's being locked up.
You know why?
Yeah, I don't know why. They just said that when we finished the court processing today, but her immediate boss came and said that Director General CRE wanted to see her before she goes home. So she met the Director General. They had their talk about 20 minutes or so. And then she came out and said, yeah, I said to write whatever they have discussed on paper. And she report all that happened during the 17 days that she's been in the custody of BNI. So she wrote all that and then send it back to the Director General of CID, Mr. Prosper Aglo. So when she got there, according to her, then there was a senior police officer also who came to say that the IGP has directed that the DNI wants her back to come and to give a further statement. So she got confused about that, but they said, okay, her superior boss, that is the immediate boss, said, okay, she should go and listen to what they want to say and then write a further statement. So then they took her in their own car. I followed them to the BNI 37 Annex. So when we went there, about 10-15 minutes, they took her from there to the headquarters. And then she called me on the way, say, well, as you follow, they said, you should go and fill the form. And then after filling the form, the expectation was that she'll be released. But by the time I got to the headquarters, she called me again and said, now they said they have rearrested her.
You've not had any contact with her again since she went into custody?
No, I've not had any contact. So I followed them. By the time I got to the gate, they refused to let me in because, so I was at the gate, being at home, letting them, they just come and open their small gate and then they close it. Finally, they came back and told me that they cannot allow me in.
She did not tell you why they decided to rearrest her?
No, she did not tell me why. She was weak. She had not eaten anything since that morning. And now, I don't know, I have a feeling perhaps, well, maybe my wife would just have to die in their hands. They didn't know what they have. They may not want to kill my wife.
You heard the husband of DSP Gifty Kehuda, Kwesi Kehuda, talking to Abraham Asari. The leadership of the Ghana Pentecostal and Charismatic Council has appealed to President Jonathan Mills to authorize a thorough investigation into the alleged assault on a female journalist with the Daily Guide newspaper by operatives of the BNI. The council added that any operative found culpable should be severely punished by law. The chairman of GPCC, Apostle Dr. Pokunina, made the appeal when the council called on President Mills at the Kasulosu.
Permit me, sir, to comment on the alleged brutalization of a journalist by officials of the BNI. We take a strong exception to this event and called on your high office to ensure a thorough investigation and, if true, the culprits brought to book. Your Excellency, thank you very much for giving us your audience.
That was Chairman of the Ghana Pentecostal and Charismatic Council, Apostle Dr. Opoku Nina. The leadership of the Ghana Pentecostal and Charismatic Council has commended President Mills for his stand against legalizing homosexuality in Ghana. The church leader also declared their support for government in its quest to build a better Ghana. The chairman of the council, Apostle Dr. Pokunina, stated this at the CAS Losu when he led members of the new executive to introduce themselves and also invite the president to the induction on 29th of this month as a special guest. President Mills again repeated government's pledge to support the Electoral Commission to conduct free, fair and transparent elections in December. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: 63rd New Year school ends, DSP Gifty Tehoda back to BNI custody as husband expresses worry about her health, Michael Kofi Bansah confirmed Director General of Prison Service, GBC secures legal rights for Nations Cup 2012. Uganda's main opposition leader to resign after losing three presidential elections, and people of Taiwan vote in presidential elections. Do stay with us.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Welcome back. The President, John Evans Atta Mills, has confirmed the Acting Director General of Prisons, Michael Kofi Bansah, as the Director General of Prisons. This was done in consultation with the Council of State. In a statement signed by the Secretary to the President, Bebako Mensah, it says Mr. Kofi Bansah, until his appointment as Acting Director General of Prisons, was the Director of Prisons in charge of operations. Mr. Bansah, who is a product of the University of Ghana, Likon, with a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology and Sociology, as well as postgraduate diploma in adult education, has served with the Ghana Prison Service for over 31 years. The economic management team of government has met with stakeholder groups in the petroleum sector to discuss concerns about petroleum price adjustment. The special meeting of the team has also been looking at mitigation measures to cushion citizens who are directly affected by the subsidy withdrawal. In a brief remark at the castle before the meeting went behind closed doors, the Vice President, John Mahama, said government does not take pleasure in inflicting harsh decisions on the populace. He said currently pressure is mounting on the Minister of Finance to pay 80 million Ghana cedis to offset oil subsidies. He said if nothing is done immediately, there are fears of queues forming soon at fuel stations.
If you consider that our total expectation for oil from Jubilee next year is 1.2 billion Ghana cedis, that's Jubilee's contribution to the total budget. And so if we must use 700 and something million of that just to pay subsidies, I'm sure the choice will be ours to make. But I believe that considering pressing national exigencies, everybody's clamor for infrastructure, increased wage bill as a result of single sign arrears and things to pay, I think that it wouldn't be the best way to spend our money. And so NPA gave us the usual figures to look at. And
The Vice President emphasized that the huge money spent on fuel subsidy could be used for infrastructural development to benefit all. Price adjustment is therefore necessary. The Food and Drugs Board, FDB, has discovered unwholesome chicken products in the bulk cold storage facility of Suka Trade Limited, located at Tema Community 1. The board, in a statement copied to the GNA, said the whole consignment of chicken products, about 1,000 cartons, has been confiscated for safe disposal to prevent its entry into the market. An inspection of the consignment showed the lumping together of chicken products and damaged cartons packed on the bare floor and against walls of the cold room of Suka Trade in two large heaps. Government says there are about 391 health projects nationwide yet to be completed. This will require an estimated 3 million euros to complete. The Minister of Health, Joseph Ilechere, stated this at the Pantang Hospital when he toured the facility yesterday. He said it's also government's agenda to mainstream mental health into general health practice. The Kumasi Metropolitan Assembly, KMA, has given an ultimatum to traders, hawkers and transport operators plying their businesses at unauthorized places within the metropolis to vacate those places by the 19th of this month. It will then undertake a massive decongestion exercise at identified locations like the Swame roundabout, Bantama Market area, and Sofo Line. The spokesperson of the KMA Chief Executive, Clement Kagari, gave the order in an interview with Radio Ghana in Kumasi. A visit by our correspondent Nicholas Osewusu to part of the city revealed that most hawkers are still transacting business at unapproved areas in the metropolis. Presiding Judge of the Domestic Violence and Gender-Based Division of the Circuit Court in Accra, Her Ladyship Georgina Mensah-Data, has warned offenders that defilement is a serious crime under the country's laws and carries a minimum of 7 years in prison. The warning was part of a ruling of the court in the trial of 38-year-old Yakubu Mahama, a resident of Galloway in Accra, who was sentenced to 8 months in prison in hard labor for defiling a six-year-old girl. In a ruling on Yakubu, the court found him guilty of indecently assaulting the six-year-old by inserting his finger and male organ in a private area last year. The trial judge said the medical report noted that there had been an insertion on the victim's private area, but was emphatic that the insertion was not with his male organ. The 28th edition of the Africa Cup of Nations kicks off from the 21st of January to 12th February in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea. Ghana's Black Stars have been tipped as one of the favorites to win the trophy. Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, GBC, has secured the broadcast rights for both radio and television to broadcast live all the 32 matches. Any radio or television network interested in broadcasting the tournament should contact the Director of Marketing and Head of Sports of GBC on 0244-232758. That is 0244-232758. Also, anyone interested in organizing a public viewing center of the Africa Cup of Nations tournament must also acquire the rights from GBC. Failure to do so will attract legal sanctions. The quest of the senior national team, the Black Stars, to win the Africa Cup of Nations has been boosted with the presentation of 30,000 CDs insurance package for the players and technical team ahead. The sponsorship package was presented to the team yesterday by Glyco Group of Companies. The managing director, Fukoche, said the company is hopeful this would spur on the team to make the nation proud by winning the trophy for Mother Ghana.
The reason we are here is to present a package to the team to motivate them to give us their best to a highly expectant nation. We are here to continue with the tradition. As you see, the tradition goes on. And once we have established the tradition, we always want to keep to the tradition. Glyco has made the development of sports one of its corporate social responsibilities because we believe in events and activities which foster unity and define us as Ghanaians. And since football is a passion of the...
That was the managing director of Glyco Group of Companies, Fukoche. And back to the president's story. The leadership of the Ghana Pentecostal and Charismatic Council has commended President Mills for his stand against legalizing homosexuality in the country. The church leader has also declared their support for government in its quest to build a better Ghana. The chairman of the council, Apostle Dr. Opukunina, stated this at the Kasulusu when he led members of the new executive to introduce themselves and also invite the president to the induction on 29th of this month as a special guest. Our presidential correspondent, Seth Eya, reports.
Apostle Dr. Opukunina said the church has a greater role to play in the nation's development efforts.
The council recognizes its vital role in the socio-economic transformation of the nation in your effort to build a better Ghana agenda. With our membership quoted as forming over 25% of the country's population, we realize the great task ahead of us, and we believe that by the grace of God, the leadership is poised to lead in this great task.
Apostle Dr. Yina said the council will in April this year launch peace and justice projects to pray, advocate, and preach peace before, during and after the 2012 general elections.
Regarding a general election in 2012, we wish to assure you that GPCC has already started playing our role as peacemakers to ensure a peaceful and transparent election. As a council, we are confident in the Electoral Commission's ability to deliver on a clean process, and we trust the government will give them every logistical and moral support to organize a transparent and clean electoral register and voting process.
President Mills again assured the religious leaders that government is determined to resource the Electoral Commission to conduct the elections successfully.
I've listened attentively to the points that you have raised, election, etc., and I can assure you that we are also very determined to ensure that we have transparent and peaceful elections come December 2012. And we also want to assure you again that we will ensure that the Electoral Commission is given all the resources that it needs to be able to perform a task which it has performed with distinction over the years.
President Mills asked the GPCC to play a key role in organizing next month's National Thanksgiving Service. The new executive will be inducted into office at the Royal House Chapel in Accra. The leadership of the council will serve a 5-year term. Seth Iya reporting for Radio Ghana.
And Radio Ghana continues after the break.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Total.
Uganda's main opposition leader Kizza Besigye, who has lost to President Yoweri Museveni in 3 elections, is set to resign as leader of the Forum for Democratic Change, although the exact date for Besigye to quit is yet to be fixed. Party officials say his resignation has been presented and accepted by the party's national committee. Voters in Taiwan are going to the polls to elect a new president in a contest that will shift the island's key relationship with China. The current president, Ma Ying-jeou, is seeking a second term but is facing a strong challenge from Taiwan's opposition leader, Tsai Ing-wen. Mr. Ma has greatly improved ties with China, but Ms. Tsai says his approach could endanger Taiwan's sovereignty. China regards the island as a breakaway province and wants unification. To end the news, the main points again. The 63rd New Year School has ended with a call for non-partisan public education on petroleum and oil revenue management. In a communique, participants emphasized the need to invest in the youth using proceeds from the oil production. The BNI has rearrested DSP Gifty Tehuda, the CID officer implicated in the cocaine-turned baking soda saga. And Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, GBC, has secured the legal rights to broadcast the Africa Cup of Nations, which starts on the 21st of this month to the 12th of next month in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea. The news was presented by Mercy Sowa in Accra.